This morning, our reading out of the Old Testament and reading for the sermon comes to us out of the book of Ezekiel in chapter 12, verses 1 through 20. And if you recall, back in the fall, we did a series on Ezekiel, you know, of his prophecy and who he was. And I'd like to say here, Ezekiel's back again, sharing a bit more. And if you recall, too, then we talked about how he was different, how he was extreme, how he would work to get the attention of the people he was serving, the people he was connected with. But as we go through our series, looking at our interaction between technology and faith and media and all those things, Ezekiel actually takes advantage of modern technology for his period to connect with people and to proclaim the good news. So I invite you to hear these words out of Ezekiel in chapter 12. We'll start at verse 1 and go through verse 20. The word of the Lord came to me, "Mortal, you are living in the midst of a rebellious house, who have eyes to see but do not see, who have ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, mortal, prepare for yourself an exile's baggage and go into exile by day in their sight. You shall go like an exile from your place to another place in their sight. Perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious house. You shall bring out your baggage by day in their sight as baggage for exile, and you shall go out yourself at evening in their sight, and as those who do go into exile. Dig through the wall in their sight and carry the baggage through it. In their sight you shall lift the baggage on your shoulder and carry it out in the dark. You shall cover your face so that you may not see the land, for I have made you a sign for the house of Israel. I did it just as I was commanded, and brought out my baggage by day as baggage for exile, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my own hands. I brought it out in the dark, carrying it on my shoulder in their sight. In the morning the word of the Lord came to me, 'Mortal, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, what are you doing? Say to them, thus says the Lord God, this oracle concerns the prince in Jerusalem and all the house of Israel in it. Say, I am a sign for you, as I have done, so that shall be done to them. They shall go into exile, into captivity. And the prince who is among them shall lift his baggage on his shoulder in the dark and shall go out. He shall dig through the wall and carry it through. He shall cover his face, so that he may not see the land with his eyes. I will spread my net over him, and he shall be caught in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans. Yet he shall not see it, and he shall die there. I will scatter to every wind all who are around him, his helpers and all his troops, and I will unsheath the sword behind them. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I disperse them among the nations and scatter them through the countries. But I will let a few of them escape from the sword, from famine and pestilence, so that they may tell of their abominations among the nations where they go. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, eat your bread with quaking and drink your water with trembling and with fearfulness, and say to the people of the land, thus says the Lord God concerning the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the land of Israel, thou shalt eat their bread with fearfulness and drink their water in dismay, because their land shall be stripped of all it contains on account of the violence of all who live in it. The inhabited cities shall be laid waste, the land shall become a desolation, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, as we hear from Ezekiel, we hear again kind of how he pushes the limit, how he does not hold anything back in his prophecy when he is connecting with the people. But what he takes advantage of here, and you may have caught it, you may not have, it kind of slips right by, is he uses what would be considered a modern piece of communication, a modern way to share ideas. And that is using theater to share the prophecy. In that first part there, when it's God speaking to Ezekiel, he's giving, you know, this direction to actually act, to act what could happen to the people of Israel if they don't turn from their ways. It was a way of trying to connect, trying to share the message that was being conveyed to him. And why this would be such a big deal in this time period, this is about the time period, you know, when folks would have been hearing, you know, of the Odyssey, of the Iliad, to kind of set that into history, about 600 BC. And so this time period, you know, theater and acting and trying to convey in that creative manner, that was a modern thing. That was a new thing. That was, in some ways, the hot technology of Ezekiel's time. Now, when we look at it here, it seems pretty basic. It seems pretty self-evident, you know, that it's not, you know, a modern technology or modern way of doing things. But this was 2,600 years ago. This would have been modern. This would have been, you know, breathtaking for Ezekiel to convey the prophecy as an actor, as an act of theater to the people. And certainly we can think about how in this way of conveying and connecting, maybe some people didn't get it, what was going on. Some people did. But in that, God was able to use Ezekiel. Now, last week I shared a little bit about how our faith has spread with, you know, the use of technology, that this is not a new thing of our faith, you know, using the tools of our era. I mean, certainly, like right now, we could look at all the ways in which we can communicate and receive, you know, information or media, all of our social media platforms or streaming services, so on and so forth. There's a lot out there. If I had done this sermon even just a few years ago, I would have had, you know, just a few things to mention. Now there's a whole lot more choices out there available for us to engage media and to communicate with one another. But our faith has a history, has a connection with using what's available to share the good news, to share the Word of God with people. Ezekiel here, you know, used theater, but Paul used the Roman roads, the roads that were built throughout the empire primarily for the movement, you know, of armies. Paul used that to travel and made travel for him as a missionary to be far simpler. No paths were cut for him. He didn't have to go looking for a way to go from town to town. The way was clear. And he also had his sailing ships that he was able to get on and to use. He was able to, you know, buy passage on a boat so he could travel further in the Mediterranean. He could travel and bring the gospel message with him. And certainly the use of writing of scribes throughout time. Again, we may not see this as, you know, brand new technology, but in the time of Jesus, being able to write and to read, that was a highly skilled, highly trained for profession. And it was a cutting edge technology of that time. But if you think about how Ezekiel, you know, willingly embraced the use of theater, willingly embraced this method of connecting with people, certainly it can encourage us to use the technology, the tools that we have before us to connect with others, to share the good news, to share the hope that comes from God. And if nothing else, we have ways of conveying information, you know, the teachings, all the classes that we could take online, and all these different ways of learning about God that are before us. But in some ways, we could spend here talking about the technology, about the tools, about what is necessary and how to engage all these things, you know, as a people of faith. And that is a very important conversation to have. However, there's a challenge for us in our time period with using a technology to convey the gospel, to convey the love of God. And that is the rapid changing nature of what is available. The technology that we have right now, I would love to say this is the steps you need to do to share the good news, to share the love of God, and you're set for life. That is not a possibility. However, I think as a people of faith, though, when we're approaching a new tool, when we're approaching a new technology, and how we can faithfully use it, I believe it's important for us to take that moment and to examine ourselves of how we're going to use it. Really, the conversation here shifts less about technology and the usage of it and more into our stewardship of what we have, our stewardship of the tools, of the platforms, of the media. I believe that's important for us to examine how we are communicating. When I communicate on social media, am I reflecting the love of God? Am I reflecting the grace of God? When I am watching a show or the news or whatever it is, am I using my time well when I'm watching and not just mindlessly sitting there? Am I reading things that are encouraging, that are helpful or educational, that even bring joy into my life? It's not that we all have to pull out the textbooks from school and start reading those all the time, but when we're reading something for enjoyment, for entertainment, does it lift us up? Is it enriching? And part of it, with so much we have available to us, all these choices, it's more important, I believe, to think critically about our engagement than to think about the engagement with specific things. But I believe, as a people of faith, as a people who have a faith that throughout our history have used technology well, and also times when we have not used it well, I believe there is hope for us. Now, one of the things I love about Ezekiel is how God talks to Ezekiel. Like, when God starts talking to Ezekiel, Ezekiel is immediately reminded of where he sits in relationship to God. And that verse 2 right there says, "Mortal, you are living in the midst of a rebellious house." I think my mother heard that a few times when I was growing up, quite honestly. But I think it's important to think about that, though, that word mortal, that direction. It's really reminding Ezekiel that he is not God, that he is not perfect, that he is a finite human being that will one day perish from the earth. But that reminder for us, as we're thinking about our stewardship of tools, of technology, I believe it's helpful for us to think about that, because as well as we try to use all that's before us, we will make mistakes. We will slip up. We will say things that we're not proud of. We will perhaps maybe binge watch a little too much and forget, you know, people around us. But I believe there is grace in that for us to learn, for us to grow from. And if nothing else, when we have made mistakes, I believe in our day and age, especially where we can ask for forgiveness and share that we have done something wrong, is a way of living out our faith. It's a way of saying, you know, I'm sorry, but have it come from that place, knowing that we make mistakes and knowing that there's grace there, there is forgiveness possible for us from God. And I believe acknowledging our misuse of technology, saying, you know, I just did not use that as well as I could have, can be life-giving, because it further reminds us of how our God is a part of our lives and further helps us to grow in using these tools. And there is some skill in using what has been, you know, placed into our lives, the technology that is before us. And it takes time to learn how to use those things. And I think sometimes we kind of forget that this is a learning process for our society and culture as a whole. We've not had access to this kind of connecting technology before. There's going to be mistakes. We'll make mistakes. We'll experience mistakes. I believe, as a people of faith, when we are grounded in the gospel, when we're grounded in the good news, when we're grounded in Christ and the grace that we have, I believe it gives us a way forward. It gives us the opportunity to examine our usage so it's life-giving and doesn't harm. Brothers and sisters, I believe we have so many amazing opportunities before us as a people of faith to use the tools, use the technology, use the ability that is before us. But I believe we are called to take that stewardship seriously, to examine ourselves. And so that is life-giving and not life-taking. It can be overwhelming. It can be challenging. I believe there is hope there, And most of all, I believe God's grace is with us as we move forward and try and reflect God's love in the world. So let us go forth knowing our God is with us, calls us to use things well, but to share that light now and forevermore. Amen.